fucking happy hour. Just look at it. It's Kurt Fox. Look at him. Look at him. He's fucking hot.
I feel good.
I'm fucking happy, hot. Did I
happy, happy to be here.
Did I offer a shower with you already? Because I did. I totally offered a shower with him. He got here so early.
I got here yesterday.
No, you did not.
Was that too early? I just wanted to prepare.
You got here so early, and I was like, I haven't showered yet. And you said, me neither. I'm like, let's go.
I just didn't want to go home and shower. I wanted to come as I was.
No.
Well, I told him he could shower at your house.
Okay, so, and this is the other thing that happens with John. So, guests show up, and they have no idea what this is or why they're here.
I still
it's
don't.
It's like they've been kidnapped by ISIS.
Even when I leave, I won't know why I was here.
Let me guess. John came up to the Comedy Store and said, "Eh, Kirk, you want to come? My friend Steph, you want to do thing?"
It was a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday. Well,
I sent you all the stuff, all properly, the address and everything else.
Yeah, no, I am here.
No.
But you did call me and you said I have a problem, but I thought you needed help.
Well. That goes without saying.
No, it's because because Marc Maron, I was dealing with him, and then. And then he can't do it until April. I'm like, oh, shit.
So I'm here because someone fell out.
That was nice. Yeah, that was nice of him to set it up that way.
And then I was like, oh, man.
How's my angle? Is that good?
Great. Everybody.
Here's what happened.
And how are you feeling strong about yourself?
Yeah.
Good, man. Okay. Kirk, here's what happened. We used to do this down in the studio. Then we had a power outage. And people loved combining the podcast with
really
the happy hour.
Happened.
So now here we are.
All that matters is this. It doesn't matter how we got here.
No, you're right.
You can't
right.
go backwards.
Okay. Let's talk
there
for
There could
a minute.
Be some people watching that have never seen it before, so they don't right. know what you're talking about.
Okay, Kurt Fox is a fucking awesome comic. He's on Parks and Recreation. He was a professional tennis player.
Not
he
that
was...
good. Not good enough to make it a staple of this pod. Radio. What is this? What is this exactly?
Who can say? You could be in an ISIS video. I don't know.
That's not bad. I'll know if I am when my head falls off.
No. It also. Come on, we got to say it. You were Clint Eastwood was your father-in-law.
Briefly, that was a while back, but.
See, now I wish I had my sound effects box so I could just play the good, the bad, and the ugly over and over just to give you PTSD. Just, wah, wah, wah.
No, that could be what soothes me. That could be why I married her, because of Dirty Harry.
Did he ever?
I clearly didn't marry her for her enough.
It was for Clint.
You are, I guessing, presently divorced.
Oh, yeah, it didn't. It lasted
didn't
about
take?
Two movies.
Two movies?
That's how I measured it.
Okay, so were you married to her during the chair incident when Clint Eastwood pretended that Obama was in the empty chair?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was like 90, right?
No.
No, I think 2000. What was it? I don't even remember.
Yeah,
it was
2000.
Vegas. I knew she was Clint's daughter, and I said I'd like him as a father.
Did you ever do the... Do you feel lucky?
Did he say you felt lucky, Punk?
No, but we were golfing once, and he said if you really wanted to golf with me this bad, all you had to do was ask. And I do remember one time he called me a son of a bitch, and I was just so happy that he called me a son.
Like, in that phrase, is son.
I was just like, that's all I ever wanted. There were some great things. One time she said, you know, I only married you because you reminded me of Clint. And I said, that's cool. That's the exact same reason I married you. So it was good.
That's a whole psychological profile right in there. Right up in that shit.
It can be anything you want it to be.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, is afterwards, I think I dated Morgan Freeman's daughter. And then
okay.
Gene Hackman's daughter.
You are.
And then I realized I just love the movie Unforgiven. Thank God Aaron Spelling wasn't.
You're like a star sperm fucker. You're not really.
Who isn't really?
Right. Exactly.
Did you go?
There's some people don't have the opportunity.
Did you get any of the tennis girls? Like any of the hot tennis players?
I've gotten whatever I've needed. Was that really your question? have I gotten laid on the tennis court?
Well, no, because who's that hot one, the blonde one?
Sharapova.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all out there available.
Why do all the female tennis stars sound like they're having an orgasm, right? She's like,
A lot of them are.
Really?
Yeah, you hit
thinking flashbacks about you?
No, but you hit a good forehand.
Yeah?
You're going to come in France.
Yeah, right? Have you done that?
Yeah.
I just wonder
just
why those
I
pants seem so...
before I get there. Well, I'm always pretty close.
Yeah. That's an interesting fun fact about tennis.
Yes.
That I didn't know.
I'm just happy to be here.
Mandy Moore and Pete Sampras used to live right up the street.
That's their problem. I haven't.
Just trying to make you feel included here.
You don't think I feel very included?
Good.
How much?
Good.
Do you really think I don't feel included?
No, Kirk's a cool dude.
I may just look uncomfortable. Really, I'm happy to be here. I feel present, at peace.
Yeah. You were over playing tennis in Griffith Park, so you came like, I don't know, fucking hour early, which was fine. I was like, I
got here at 3:20 instead of 3:45. But I was parked out front, and these guys lured me in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel strong there?
Yeah.
I bet if you were over there, you'd get me better.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's a good profile.
He's a millennial.
Is this just
prey
about
on his insecurities?
His or mine?
Is that not a good angle for you?
I feel like I'd like to see him.
I mean, you're hot. Look at you. Do you always dress like a tennis pro? Like for the, I mean, because look at you.
I was just playing tennis.
Well...
Like, if I wasn't playing tennis, I wouldn't show up in this outfit.
I sense that you show up like this all the time.
No, but I'm very comfortable.
I don't have a good backhand. Help me. Help me, I'm vulnerable.
Just trust yourself, lean in, and take a wall to the ball and take it out. You'll be just fine.
I just came in my pants.
Good for you. It's important.
Well, how old were you when you started playing tennis?
I think I was 10. I started a little late.
San Diego. You're from San Diego.
I am from San Diego. Good to see you over there.
Hi.
I like your style. We'll be right back.
Now we got this.
Did you know I had a talk show?
Wait a minute. Is that it? Oh,
no.
Okay. So John, first of all, didn't tell you what you're doing, and he sent me one page about you. So
I will leave here and still not know.
Me too.
What we did and where it's going
to
be. I am monitoring myself. I feel like I haven't said anything that I regret yet. I feel I've been entertaining. I feel my eyes are green. Hair is pretty long.
Yeah, because you're not imbibing yet, but you said you're going to ease into it. So
I maybe don't need to imbibe. Maybe I'm always just this joyful. But I had a talk show.
What? Okay, tell me about that.
I didn't even see that on Wikipedia.
It was called the test.
I don't see that on the Wikipedia.
Test!
Yes, I did see the test.
Lie detector, DNA, drug test.
Okay.
I did 150 episodes.
What is that?
Maury,
what
Jerry,
is it?
And me. It was daytime conflict resolution.
Are you good at conflict resolution?
No. 2 years ago. I was on TV every day.
Sarah Palin just got a judge show, and she has no... legal training, she's not a lawyer, she's not a judge.
Yeah.
She got a Judge Judy
show. I was playing tennis with Dr. Phil. And then
and that's how this happened?
And then the next day,
yeah,
I had a talk show. It was on every day at 10:30 in LA.
You see, kids?
But 100%
this is a great
of the
fucking
country.
You
too can have your own talk show.
So what happened?
It was just too loud. I didn't like all the yelling. I didn't want to wear a suit. A lot of things, but we shot 150 episodes. And then I kind of said, it's probably not what I need to be doing.
Wow. So Dr. Phil, noted doctor of bullshitology. Is that his degree? He just said,
We're friends.
I like your forehand.
One of my best pals.
Really?
Yeah, play tennis a few times a week.
Wow.
Wow.
Gave you a talk show.
Basically. His son was the executive producer of The Doctors. Jay McGraw, and they were putting together a daytime talk show, and they were looking at hosts, and I went in and read a teleprompter and sat with some people, and it was a good angle. They wanted to try a comedian. I'm smart, I'm a good listener, I'm focused, I can nudge people in the right direction. I come from love, I'm compassionate, I have a Buddhistic slant, and that was good for daytime.
That's good. That's good. But it was just the whole wearing a suit thing that fucked you up?
Yeah, I just didn't. I also didn't want to be anywhere.
At a certain time.
I don't want to be here. I don't want
to. Right. Well, thank you.
But that's not you.
Oh, no, honey.
I don't want to be anywhere.
No, I understand.
I don't want to be anywhere.
I understand.
But I'm making the best of it.
I know. Well, so
I feel focused.
So
we'll be right back. Bamboo. My dad's nickname was Bamboo Ben. So this is a good place to chill.
Why was your dad's nickname Bamboo Ben?
Why was it?
Yeah.
Because he would trudge every day in the deep sand with a bamboo stick with a golf ball on the end. He was a handyman down in San Diego. But when he was 65, he started trudging. And I'll tell you this, which is exciting.
Uh-huh.
He was trudging with his bamboo stick.
Yeah.
You don't have to look.
No, I just, you know what? I, cause
you can
I,
turn it over.
No,
we
no,
don't
no
even
I was laughing because I, oh, no,
I don't
want to
see
a, no,
me.
I see how old you are. You're younger than I am.
That's exciting.
But in my oak wall.
Just take it in.
All right, go ahead.
I'm very sexual.
No, I was when you were saying, oh, hi. Tonight could get better.
Yeah. For John.
Not for John. For you, maybe.
No. It can't get any better for me. I'm exactly where I want to be.
Are you married now? Are you with someone? Well, what's your deal?
There's a woman that I'm supposed to marry.
Bruce Willis's daughter?
No. But I could look into that.
Which movie star?
Lee Marvin's cousin. It has to be a certain type. George Kennedy has a step.
He's had to go down. It's like Lady Kazan's.
No, those guys
cousin.
Are all special.
Hey, did Clint ever do anything like just that was that you're like, wow, really? Like, did he ever?
Was
do
he
something?
Always a right wing whack? Was he a right wing whack when you knew him?
I think he's dead on. I think he's right where he belongs.
Yeah. Well, did you watch the chair talking thing and go, what?
No, who has
what?
Not?
What
well, why? Who has not talked the furniture? Usually you have to bump it with your knee and you'll yell at it, but he just picks something that
right.
got him.
Right.
That chair, so, really, that chair is
right.
his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But you can't fault him for being focused,
right.
believing in what he's selling.
But did he ever do anything weird when?
Yeah, one time I saw him talk to an ottoman.
This
was, I was like, chairs
this
are fine.
Thing. It's not even political. It's just a thing. He just likes to talk to furniture.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
You're making it about politics?
Right. Exactly. Not about that.
It's about interior decorating.
What was?
I have seen. You know what? That's a man thing with anger, right? I have seen. My brother, I've seen other men swear at inanimate objects. That's a man thing. Like if you trip on something, fuck you.
Whenever
fucking
couch, I do that,
you fucking couch. Fuck.
Whenever
yourself.
I drive past discarded furniture,
yeah.
I always slow down and yell at it, get a room.
That's not weird at all. I
mean, that's who I am.
Dude, you are a trip, man.
Really?
You're
that
funny.
Doesn't seem weird to me.
I know it's. I love your fucking whole thing. It's great.
Whole thing, like it's. A thing?
Well, you.
You're a thing.
I like your personality. It's fucking hysterical.
Is this a personality? You
think? It seems
I'm
close,
just
close enough.
Don't,
yeah.
don't defend him.
No, I'm not going to. Don't trust me.
I mean, I have a 186 IQ, so what I try and do is
oh my
downplay
God.
It enough to appear engaging to humanity.
So wait, what was that like being a, like you're a nerd, a brainy nerd, and a jock? When it
I was never a brainy nerd, because I never did what I was supposed to do with my intelligence. Cancer.
So you, what
I
you're saying, Kirk Fox, is you
to.
Could have cured cancer, but you don't give a fuck about people with cancer.
No,
is that what you're saying?
You know, other people needed the work more. There was a lot of people that really wanted to do
right.
that.
Right.
And they have the same ability. So I use
sure.
I use my brains for other shit. Sure. Just selfish.
Like what?
Just chasing pussy.
How's that going? So there's a, so, but how long have you been chasing this particular pussy?
Well, I would think that I've been with her 6 years. She was 23 when I met her. CPA, beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but she's smart. So I'll probably have to marry her. I let her pick a date. No guy wants to get married.
No.
You just allow the woman to have her party.
Yeah.
But I think I should create life.
So when you say you would think that you've been together 6 years, you're not...
You know, what do you...
You would think if you were not a person with a dick.
I think it's probably been six. I'm not good at numbers.
All right. Sure.
I'm trying to accept love.
Right.
She certainly loves me.
Do you love her?
I would think that I'm learning to. I should.
about TV.
Law enforcement is on. Law enforcement.
I love this.
Law enforcement. You know, I study criminology and behavioral profiling.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to track serial killers, so this is all stuff.
Wait a minute! What the fuck? You're making shit up. What? You used to what?
This is what I enjoy doing. You know, tracking serial killers.
That's where just I use a hobby? My
brain. Well, it's certainly not a hobby. I don't do it all the time because I've been working.
You do the part of some organization? Or
I work with people. That's why when you said the helicopter was there, I had to try and think.
Yeah.
Was that the case?
Oh, right, that it was a black helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But yeah, I put bad people, I've helped put bad people away. Mm-hmm. And I have a TV show now.
Which
where
one?
I play a cop, Rush Hour.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's on CBS this Friday.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, but...
It's close enough, John.
Close enough. I mean, the fact that you went in there with confidence, like you knew what day.
That's what I thought you told me.
What is it? Tell us about it.
It's based on the movie Rush Hour.
Okay, got it.
Cops chasing bad guys. Mm-hmm. John Fu, Justin Hires, Paige Kennedy, Amy Garcia. Wendy Malick plays the captain.
I love Wendy Malick.
Kirk Fox, little part, but I'm in there a lot.
That's great, man.
Just fighting crime.
What? Now tell us about Parks and Recreation.
What about it?
I mean, I...
Sewage Joe?
Do you work with Amy Poehler?
Yeah. The show's no longer on, but...
I know.
Every time I was on, I worked with Amy.
Yeah.
I played Sewage Joe, just sending a lot of dick pics, just changing the world. We'll be right back.
Okay, stop saying that. We're not taking any breaks. You're not in charge.
I am.
No, you're not.
No, I'm in charge of myself. So when I say we'll be right back, I'm taking a little break.
Okay, now we're back.
Yeah, here we are. I feel better, and I needed the break.
All
right. You know,
while on the break,
they're going to kill me, but this is fun as shit.
While on the break, here's what you missed.
What?
We didn't have a break.
I got fired.
This is true.
Now, Kirk.
Stephanie, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We really are both in a hostage video. We don't know each other. We don't know why we're here.
You don't think
John has given neither of us any information?
No, I did. That was Sean's fault.
Right. It's always Sean's fault.
Well,
goddamn you, Sean.
Well,
you
God forbid you blame Sean.
Sean's doing the best he can with what he has.
Thank you.
That's right. That's what I'm told. Now.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
So, wait a minute. So. What was the celebrity child thing? Just by accident? Because these are the circles you travel in. So you were married to Clint Eastwood's daughter, and then tell us again.
Nothing else matters after that. But I was in acting class with his daughter, and I loved Clint, and I wanted to marry Clint's daughter.
You wanted Five Easy Pieces?
At least one.
Is that his movie?
No, but there's nothing wrong. Of course, we all want Five Easy Pieces.
That
wasn't a Clint movie, but...
I don't even think it was. That really wasn't even a good joke.
Oh,
you know,
John,
I do the best I can with what I have.
It was a good setup.
With what I have...
No, that was a setup, and then I came in with the punch.
Right.
It was a great joke. We did
thank
it together.
Thank you. Bam. All right. So,
Parks and Recreation.
What about it, John?
How was Amy Poehler? Was she...
Fantastic. You do know that she's great.
Yes.
Lovable. Smart.
I've never hung out with her, though.
Yeah, you probably won't.
Did you?
She ran a tight ship. We got the work done.
Yeah.
It was the blast.
Did you guys go out after and have beers or, you know?
I had to go. I had places to be.
You had...
I'm sure it could have happened. There was always an invite.
Oh, yeah?
I like to do my work and then get out.
And get the fuck out.
And she's married to another comic, right? From the guy from SNL, no?
No, she was.
Oh, okay, that ended?
Yes, it did.
Wait, I'm still delving into his personal history.
Who
were the two other celebrities?
Oh, that was...
Sperm seed that you were with? Wait. Seriously? Or are you just making that up?
I'd have to check my day runner, but I'm sure that was... I can't go back that long. I mean, that's 15 years ago. We don't want to talk about that.
Right. Well, no, I was curious because it was, Morgan Freeman somebody? Who?
I'm sure Morgan Freeman has a daughter and Gene Hackman, but it turned out that everyone was in the movie Unforgiven. So it was I'm sure it wasn't about the daughters.
What was it about that movie that gave you a boner? Exactly.
Morgan Freeman, Gene Hackman, and Clint Eastwood.
Well, clearly. I understand.
Did you tell Clint that you were a big fan of him and all that?
Well, everyone knows.
Right.
No, I know, but did you have any uncomfortable moment with Clint? Like,
they were only uncomfortable for him. I was happy. I was having Mexican food with Clint Eastwood. It all worked out just fine.
It's all fine, everybody.
And you're still friends with that?
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you divorced. I mean, I got divorced.
The marriage wasn't... It was... The marriage lasted a day, a month.
Yeah.
And it took 6 months to...
Yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't want to marry me. I didn't want to marry her. It was just... It was all bad.
Yeah.
Well, how did you know? I mean, that it was going to be bad.
Because on the flight home, she said, we should probably still date other people. I mean... It wasn't a lot of...
It's a little red flag. It's a tiny red flag.
Also, she would sit in first class and I'd sit in coach.
yeah, right away.
I mean, it's no
a togetherness
deal.
Thing.
It was just, it was a moment in time. I haven't thought about it in 15 years.
Yeah.
Until now I've dredged it all up.
I won't think about it again until someone else does.
How does a tennis ball machine work?
Just repetitive.
But I mean, like, what is there a certain speed that the balls come out? What yeah, can you set the speed
you can adjust
that the balls?
It just like a man, you can just you can set it. You can get as many balls thrown at
can
you as you
can
want.
You set the speed of your balls?
I can.
With a woman, really, because of the tennis?
Well, no, just because of mind control.
Right.
I'm familiar with my balls. I know what they're capable
right,
of.
Right. Right. So you know what speed that she needs.
Well, and I know what speed I want them to be at. For
right.
my pleasure as well.
Right.
You don't want to go too fast.
No.
Or too slow. But usually there's a remote that comes with the machine. And a long cord.
Really? That's fantastic.
Do
Yes.
Which time, as far as girls go, did you get better girls when you were a tennis player or better girls when you were an actor, a comedian?
I've always...
Wow. So it's the same.
They're just women. You just decide what you're attracted to, and then you be honest and you listen, and you should be able to get them, John.
Not me. I'm not good looking.
You're not? Believe you are. It's all internal.
She keeps telling me I'm not.
No, I've never said that.
You're very handsome.
It's all your other twins.
You have a definite look. There's going to be women that find you attractive.
No, what's your type?
There's a lot of women into a stutter, smoker, drinker.
Exactly.
I mean, you have your lane. Just
you got your lane, baby.
Climb
your lane. Ride your lane.
Climb out.
Yeah.
You're going to find someone that
I don't
really...
I know. It's just hard for me to stay in the lanes when I'm driving.
No, you're going to need a girl that really wants to get back at her parents.
Ha-ha,
we'll be right back.
So,
no, we'll be right back.
I'm back.
Stop
already.
Saying that. Okay.
I have
oh, now
to
you're
say,
back.
Yeah,
oh,
he was on the Tonight Show twice, like we said.
When you were there with Jay Leno,
yes,
you were
the
last comedian on the
yep.
Tonight Show.
Yep, and that's when we met, and you know, everybody loved you. And
what's not to love, John?
What is not to look at you?
But was that a thrill for you to do the Tonight Show, or did it matter?
I was excited to be there.
Yeah.
Because you're not excited to be anywhere. The Tonight Show, you worked up a little something for.
Well, it was in 2008. I was different then.
What happened?
Now you're not excited to be anywhere.
Well, no, now I'm a little closer toward complete enlightenment.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I don't need anything. Back then, I had some hopes and dreams.
Listen, I relate. Just one bitter year after another.
No, I've never had any bitter. I've just realized I don't need anything.
Yeah. Sure, that's the way I say it too.
Yeah, well, that means...
We're right where we're supposed to be.
Well, isn't that... Does that mean that you're rich?
There's always money if I need it.
Where?
Tell me. I go to the bank.
You're saying there's money at the bank.
I'm never going to be hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that from tennis or acting or golf or comedy?
Just a smart...
Well, you have 186 IQ.
Yeah, I could apply myself at times.
Yeah.
And maybe this girl's rich.
So 6 years, and you're really not sure still. So you're not. Maybe your IQ is not what they told you.
Right. I'm sure.
Are you gonna do a prenup?
No, she can have whatever she needs.
Good for you. Because that's a tough thing.
But I have nothing.
So she can have all of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really magnanimous of you. That's magnanimous of you.
It's a big word, but I'm going to take
it.
Are you in Mensa?
If I need to be. I was invited. Kirk Fox. Kirk Fox, ladies
Twilight
and gentlemen.
Music will be playing for this whole
thing. Kirk Fox.
Kirk Fox, everybody.
Do you want me to finish the story of my dad?
Yes, please. We want to know. You grew up in San Diego, siblings.
Yeah, but you changed the subject so quickly. Let me
tell
you about...
Well, you know what? I'm uncomfortable with intimacy with you.
Are you?
No.
Yeah, you're doing
just
fine.
All right.
Let me tell you about Bamboo Ben. So you'll see what I'm... Okay. What I come from.
All right.
I just want to know that I did not drink that whole thing. Aaron has become a fucking lush.
Nice. Look at how the cameraman went to Aaron.
All right.
He was trudging, deep sand. He would go every morning. He'd get up every morning. He'd look up at the moon and say, "Good morning, morning. How are things up around the moon?" And then he would drive down to Mission Beach with his bamboo stick. And he was trudging one day with this bamboo stick. And suddenly he took a breath and his heart stopped. And he died.
Oh, geez.
But then, with his last, he had just taken a breath. So then he went, Raya.
Said what?
Raya.
Raya?
Now, he didn't know why he said Raya at the time.
Oh, wow.
But his heart started beating again.
Wow.
And he trudged on.
What does Raya mean?
I'm going to tell you.
Jesus Christ, this story is harrowing.
You think I would just start the story?
Okay.
And next week we'll tell you the story.
I don't know. I'm smiling or I'm supposed to be sensitive. What the fuck?
Right, well, that's something you need to work on.
Well, fuck you.
But so he continued to trudge. And then for the next 20 years, he would trudge every day. And there would be hundreds of people following him. And whenever he said, Raya. Everyone would greet him with a Raya.
Raya.
Raya. Always open fingers, never closed fist. And then finally one day I said, what is Raya? And he said, it's air backwards. It's the first thing we take in when we're born.
Stop it.
And it's the last thing we let go of when we die.
Wow.
Wow.
So, but they called him Bamboo Ben because he always had a bamboo stick. And he celebrated the joys of Raya.
Wow, so he knew...
He was Forrest Gump. He was a guru.
So he knew to do it backwards, because...
He didn't know. He said he didn't know why he did it.
Oh, wow.
It just came.
Raya.
Let out his last breath, and it was Raya, and then his heart started again.
Wow.
Wow, that's
so whenever he got tired, Raya, it energizes him. And I do it, too.
Wow, I gotta start doing that.
You probably shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't do that.
You would die. Your lungs.
You have emphysema, probably.
You probably can't take that much air.
No. Listen, you'd be like,
I'd be like, fuck it.
He'd also, every morning, he'd say, isn't it wonderful? And we'd say, what? What's so wonderful? And he'd say, when we as Earth planet travelers become aware of our relativity with the great universal life force, take that in, my friend.
Will do.
You know, that it sounds so touching, your dad, and I can see why you're such a crazy fucker. Because, and I mean that in such a loving way.
Do you really?
I do.
You really think I'm that crazy?
No. I mean...
I'm focused. I'm present. I answer all your questions. I was early. I parked in the spot I was told to. I sat here. I've encouraged love. I spent 20 minutes with your cameraman. Telling him it's okay to want to go up and live in Alaska and die up there.
What? Who's going to Alaska and dying?
No. We're talking about Into the Wild, the movie and the book. I didn't say I wanted to go until you die.
I said it'd be important that you came back.
Yeah.
I think Into the Wild was just a suicide mission.
I think so too. That crazy Reese Witherspoon, don't know what she did.
That's the wrong movie.
Anyway, that's a different one. No, that's wild.
Yeah, we're talking about Chris McCann.
Oh, the other one. Okay.
Who went up to Alaska and just found a bus and ate some berries. For some reason that excites me.
The point is, Reese Witherspoon was much happier.
I wanted to, man.
She was much happier in Legally Blonde, where she was in the system. So don't listen, kids.
What the fuck am I talking about?
I don't know what anyone's talking about.
I gave Risa a tennis lesson. She's a natural.
Is she?
She could probably be one of the best tennis players in the world.
Reese Witherspoon?
Wow.
Do I mumble?
Did you have sex with her?
Did you?
Not everything.
Exactly. He said he would answer every question.
I did. What was the question?
Did you have sex with her?
Not that I know of. It was late. We had a lot of balls. I'm pretty sure I didn't. I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah.
But I have a day runner that I'll check.
Yeah. I love that you have that reference from, I don't know what it is, 1989. The
Day Runner?
The Day Runner.
Yeah.
Here's my Day Runner.
I still have it.
Yeah.
He was, you know, when he got here, Steph, he was like, wow. You know, this is a great place. And I said, well, it was built on all of our canceled TV shows.
Yes, this is the house that radio and canceled television shows built.
Nice.
Right.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it's a great place.
Thank you.
I'm just happy to be here. A lot of people are.
Ooh.
What do you mean by that?
There's three chairs that could be filled.
They're coming. Okay. They're coming for the after party.
No, hold on. Look, President Obama.
That's your father-in-law, Clint Eastwood. Tell your father-in-law what you want to say to him. Clint Eastwood what you want to say. Do it. We're having therapy.
There's still time for us.
Great. That was a breakthrough, I think.
I feel like I was.
Have you seen Clint since the divorce?
Yeah.
And do you still play golf with him? Or?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean,
what does Allison feel about that? That's Clint Eastwood's daughter.
Yeah, would she care that you're still hanging? Well, no, you guys are amicable, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Paris.
Oh.
She married someone. She got married. She married a sculptor who uses chainsaw. So I feel okay about it.
You're the best, dude. I love
you. She married Brad Pitt. That
I love you.
Whatever you're just saying. Okay. Whatever.
Hey, look, he's a mensch, man. He came here on Last Man,
and don't make him feel bad. Look at him. He's fantastic.
Don't try to explain it. This is only an hour podcast.
Listen, it doesn't have to be an hour. It can be however long we feel happy together.
I agree.
Like a marriage. This can be however long we feel.
We don't ever have to stop. I feel we're just finding our lane.
Me too.
I'm enjoying this, actually.
Why wouldn't you? You've scored by getting me here. It's probably the best coup you pulled off. You didn't realize. Like, in your brain, you were like, I mean, he's kind of quiet and mellow, but maybe we can get something out of him. But now, he's realizing, oh, this guy could probably do anything we need.
Yeah.
It could be the one we use to maybe try and turn this into a real TV show.
Well, right. No, exactly.
Oh, we're definitely using moments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But if we do a show between you and me, I want him out.
No. Listen, that
makes it two of you.
Yeah. This is reality TV. This is what it's about. It's backstabbing.
We can shoot his
backstabbing.
Stuff. We can shoot stuff.
Forming alliances.
Oh, gee. Yeah, he's been goofing on me because I live in Canoga Park.
No, not goofing on you. That's a good place to live for what you want to do.
I just, you know, I have 134 IQ.
I thought you were going to say acres.
No.
But that's the whole size of Canoga.
I used to have a half acre in the Oaks with the Kardashians and where Justin Bieber eggs houses, uh-huh. Then I got divorced. You know how that goes.
No, I don't. Mine was different.
Well, did
you have to give her the house?
I didn't have to, but I bought her a house in Woodland Hills. No, I mean, three kids, college, you know.
Do you have children?
I got three.
So you've created life.
Yes, I have.
See, I want to create a kid.
Really? You haven't done that yet?
No. I've gone through the motion thousands of times.
Trying? Yeah.
No, but I'd never wanted to. But now I think I'd be a good father.
Yeah.
And I used to not want a child, but then I realize the way I talk about my dad, I think it would be great to tell a child about their grandfather.
Yeah.
And I also would like a kid to talk about me the way I talk about my dad.
Yeah.
So I've decided that I'm going to create life. I'd have a kid with this woman, but she wants the wedding. She wants a party. Which is bullshit. But I'm going to do it.
Just do it.
For her. I am. Kevin Nealon's going to be the
fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I invited?
No.
No.
I didn't know
no,
if
you were not. No.
I'm keeping it very small.
Yeah.
3,000 people.
Yeah.
No, just these two.
These two guys here. Are you, so this is going to be soon, the wedding?
February 12th, 2017, unless something happens to her. Like, we've been doing a lot of skydiving and things.
Right, like, or she gets hit by space junk or something.
I pray.
Yeah, but you want to spawn.
Yeah, I'd like to knock her up first, get the kid.
And then, you know.
Well, we can try it tonight. I mean, it's a little old down here. Yeah, but we can see what happens.
And she's got good stock.
So do I. I mean, you know, yeah, I'm just saying, if you want to hedge your bets and you want really an after party.
But she's a young buck. I want a stronger kid.
Right, well, fuck you. Like, I felt like this was really going well.
Oh, it still
now,
is.
Now I'm so offended.
No,
my,
really, it's still
the rejection
great.
Of my dusty lady
parts. Look how pretty she looks.
My dusty
We're
lady
We're not talking
parts.
About beauty. I'm just talking about strength, athleticism.
I'm strong. Look at this.
She works out every single minute.
Yeah, but I want
What do you think about that calf?
I want my kid to have a...
What about that calf?
A longer calf. That seems to be...
Oh,
look,
really? That calf's not good
no,
enough
it's too,
for you and no, your spawn.
Can I be honest? It's just too severe.
That's
my calf is too good?
Too severe. Oh, shit, we've lost a camera.
Oh, fuck.
Hopefully that one's still going.
Yeah, all right,
it's good.
I think that looks incredibly attractive.
I know, John.
Thank you, John.
What, do you need a kid?
No.
Exactly. So
I'm just trying to help you out. Showed up here on no notice.
Do I need help?
Steph, I'll have another.
Do I need help?
I'm Puerto Rican. I want a 10.
She actually wants to freeze my sperm.
Who does?
This woman that I lay on top of.
Why does she want to freeze
That's
it?
That's so romantic.
Because she feels that my sperm's getting weaker, dumber, lazy. She wants the child, but not right now.
Right.
But she thinks in a year my sperm will be
smarter,
dumber, weaker.
Oh.
So she wants to freeze it now. But I feel that my sperm is brilliant because I don't want children yet and I don't have them.
Yeah.
That means my sperm loosens. Now, if I had a bunch of kids, I was like, you can freeze the sperm.
I can read her thought
because
bubbles.
Freezing sperm has got to be the worst thing you can do to sperm. They're warm weather.
They're warm weather.
It's like if we're on our
really
way
more
to
like Hawaii,
and you drop us on Everest. That's what freezing sperm is.
Right.
And I also don't want my kid always sick. It's like, why is your kid always sick? He was frozen.
He was frozen.
The first 9 months of his life.
Yeah.
I always say if she wants my sperm, she can take it the way God intended. Just room temperature right on her tits. But that's because I'm a romantic. She's trying to connect.
Right, but, you know, if it's on her tits, it needs to be in her. All right. You know what? We can talk about that. We can talk about that later.
But that's why I don't have a kid yet.
Right.
Because I've always avoided the vagina.
Yeah, your aim.
Have you used, do you always use like condoms?
But I cut the tip off. So I get some of the protection, but I don't lose total feel. So I just use the rubber part as support.
Right, but that's not really any
protection.
It's only support for you.
Yeah, it's about me. She's just lucky to be there.
Of course.
She's like, do you have condoms? I'm like, yeah, not completed. So you take a condom, kids.
You're an interesting dude. You're an interesting dude.
You take a condom, you just cut the tip off. You know, it's easier to put on without the top.
Kids, listen to Uncle Kirk, because your life's going to turn out fantastic if you do.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good with absolutely nothing.
Right?
If you want
to bang Clint Eastwood's daughter or Morgan Freeman's whoever, come on!
It may not have been Morgan Freeman's daughter or Gene Hackman's.
No, it was a joke. I got
no, but they claimed they were. But then I saw them later, and I talked to Morgan and Gene about it, and they were pretty sure it wasn't.
Who's the hottest like celebrity you had sex with?
The Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. No. That must have been a very special episode.
It was when she was 8.
Yeah. Well.
No, I'm kidding. I've never had sex. I was 10. Right. It's not illegal.
All right. That's better now. Now you made it better. Made that all better.
Anybody?
Well, I don't think I've had sex with anyone that I would talk about.
What is it with you? I can tell that you're sort of like a... I'm gay, and I seriously would fuck you right now on camera, and not just because we can sell extra.
Why is that?
Because
I have green eyes and a big cock.
Something.
There's a big cock.
Most of it. You know, but I don't like to talk about it. It's there if I need it. I'm packing a punch. I rarely allow it to get fully erect.
How big? Like the Forrest Tucker kind of big?
If I need to, it can probably get to 9.
Wow.
Which is a good sized penis. Yeah. And I rarely need that much.
No. Just the first few sections, right? Just.
I usually only use an
like
inch.
Like a hose, you just unspool whatever you need.
I usually just use an inch. An inch can really...
You get the Magnum condoms?
You know, Fred's barking, that means our pizza's here, and we probably should stop now. There's a car.
But I have 5 balls, which is awkward.
That's fantastic.
You still want to have sex with me?
Yes! Let's do that right now. All the pizza's here. Okay, how can we follow you if we were psychopaths?
Do not need to.
All right, well, Kirk Fox, everybody.
Good to see everybody.
Sewage Joe from Parks and Rec.
Parks and Recreation.
Rush Hour, Detective Donovan.
Thursday CBS. Nights on CBS.
CBS for a while. That's it.
Just
general. I like Twitter. I like to tweet.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Kirk Fox, I believe.
That's weird.
I've never checked.
Wow.
KIRKFOX. If you guys need anything, you can reach out to me. I'll just be out front.
This is the weirdest happy hour ever, but the most fascinating.
I think it was really cool.
I feel like I won't be here to promote this because I will be in the crawl space under my house after I have sex with Kirk Fox and his 5 balls.
That's all right. I left
you, John,
in the
for
car.
This, and thank you, Kirk. And okay, this has been fucking happy hour with Kirk Fox, everybody. Happy fucking happy hour!